Kushiel's Dart by Jacqueline Carey. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2001 by Jacqueline Carey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jacqueline Carey, care of Dystel and Godrich Literary Management, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Lest anyone should suppose that I am a cuckoo's child, got on the wrong side of the blanket by lusty peasant stock, and sold into indenture in a short fallen season, I may say that I am house-born and reared in the night court proper, for all the good it did me. It is hard for me to resent my parents, although I envy them their naivete. No one even told them when I was born that they gifted me with an ill-luck name. Phaedra, they called me, neither one knowing that it is a Hellene name, and cursed. When I was born, I dare say they had reason for hope. My eyes, scarce open, were yet of indeterminate colour, and the appearance of a newborn babe is a fluid thing, changing from week to week. Blonde wisps may give way to curls of jet, the pallor of birth deepen to a richness like amber, and so on. But when my series of amniotic sea changes were done, the thing was obvious. I was flawed. It is not, of course, that I lacked beauty, even as a babe. I am a Dangeline, after all, and ever since blessed Eloa set foot on the soil of our fair nation and called it home, the world has known what it means to be Dangeline. My soft features echoed my mother's, carved in miniature perfection. My skin, too fair for the canon of Jasmine House, was nonetheless a perfectly acceptable shade of ivory. My hair, which grew to curl in charming profusion, was the colour of sable in shadows, reckoned a coup in some of the houses. My limbs were straight and supple, my bones a marvel of delicate strength. No, the problem was elsewhere. To be sure, it was my eyes, and not even the pair of them, but merely the one. Such a small thing on which to hinge such a fate. Nothing more than a mote, a fleck, a mere speck of colour. If it had been any other hue, perhaps it would have been a different story. My eyes, when they settled, were that colour the poets call bister, a deep and lustrous darkness, like a forest pool under the shade of ancient oaks. Outside Terre d'Ange, perhaps...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?